Greetings, everybody. We are your hosts, Pax and Juice, here at Conscious Talks. Today, we are going to cover the topic of chakras. This may be a multiple episode podcast, as there is a lot to touch up on chakras. We are going to start this podcast, before we do anything else, with a nice, calm, collected meditation breathing session. All right? I would like all of you to find a safe, comfortable place, wherever it may be, in nature, in your room, anywhere, as long as you are undisturbed, not distracted. I want you all to find a nice, comfy spot, sit down, stand, whatever it may be. All that matters is you keep your spine straight and you are ready to do some deep inhale breathing. Because a lot of us are normally doing shallow breathing. And I want you all to be cool, balanced, and ready for your minds to be fed with lots of knowledge. All right, start this back up when you're ready. I want you to sit straight up, and I want you to inhale from your navel. Your navel is basically where your belly button is, an inch or two below it or above it, whatever you really feel. But all that matters is that when you are inhaling, you are pushing all of that air down into the bottom of your navel. Most of us breathe just through our lungs, not realizing that we have an entire other organ called the diaphragm. For diaphragmatic breathing. Here's Juice, he's getting tired. All right, so we're going to start a nice, big, deep inhale through the nose. Boy, hold your breath. Try to straighten out your spine. Allow that energy to flow on up to your crown chakra, to your pineal gland. Hold it, and exhale. Now hold it, and a nice deep inhale again. Hold your breath. Try to just relax, be in the moment, in the now. Ground yourself. Be connected with this earth or to the podcast. But we want your attention all right here. Now a deep, deep exhale. Hold it. And inhale. And hold your breath once again. And exhale. Make sure that you are pushing all of the air out of your diaphragm, your lungs, and just everywhere. And for one last breath. And yeah. And exhale. All right, everybody, I hope that grounded you guys. Got you very calm, collected, balanced, and ready for your mind to be fed with lots and lots of knowledge today. Today, we are going to be talking about chakras. Juice, what are chakras, may I ask?
Chakras.
Chakras.
C-H.
Some spelling bee.
Spelling bee, baby. So chakras, for people who don't have an understanding of chakras, the chakras are, the Sanskrit word for chakra means,
vortex or spinning wheel, right?
Yeah, spinning wheel or a spinning wheel of vital energy, prana energy. And they come, the energy are going through the nadis of the body. And the nadis of the body, I would like to think, just like how the earth has a grid, the grids that are come up, or they call it the ley lines of the earth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Our bodies all have grids and ley lines in through the nervous system. You know, all the nerves are just energy center points in our body that goes through. And we have seven main chakra systems. The body has plenty of chakras. All the nadis through the bodies. I think we have 144,000.
Yeah.
Right. Here's that number again. 144. Yeah. 1 + 4 + 4 is 9. You know.
Did you also know about 144 and the lotus of the chakra?
Yes. Yeah, bro. Yeah. This, you know, but what I'm
we'll
saying.
We'll talk about that.
There's no coincidence with that. You know what I'm saying?
There ain't no coincidence.
We are beautiful beings, and we are
divine.
We are divine, and we have been tailored perfectly. There are no mistakes. You know, there's no mistakes in this universe, including us. So, the chakras, yeah. So they're spinning wheel of vortex. You have the front chakras which spin clockwise, and then the back ones, they spin counterclockwise, and they're always spinning. And depending on what you put in your body, or the traumas that you have endured throughout life, or emotional blockages, all the chakras, they're either closed all the way, or they can go as opposite as to wide open. You know right. what I'm saying? And yeah. we're going to delve into this topic of, you know, what it is, what they are. We know, how can you balance them? How can you work on those chakras to make them more efficient for your use, more beneficial for you guys? And the first chakra, what do you think we should start at?
Definitely the root. One question with you. Do you think we should talk about the microcosmic orbit? The Ida and Pingala?
That's totally up to you, man. You know, that's totally up to you.
I think that's a little important. Maybe we'll leave it for the part two of the chakras.
Yeah.
Because that's more in depth.
Yeah, it's way more in depth. And I think this is gonna be a part two series where we go into more depth into the chakras, because there's
so much.
Yeah, there's so much. There's so many chakras, and we're just gonna start with the seven main one, which is correlated with the seven levels of existence, the seven colors of the rainbow, 7 days of the week, and all that, you know, seven main organs in the body. What else? What else is correlated with the number seven?
I mean, there's stories, everything on seven.
Yeah.
I can't even think right now.
Yeah, there's so many of them. I just can't even think of any of them right now as well.
I think there's seven different body parts too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, I don't know, something like that.
All right, so
anyway, so
let's see, we're gonna start with the root chakra, Chris.
Yes, sir. So for the root chakra, it is main primal colors are red and black. It is controlled, well, basically it is the grounding of you, your physical body, to the energy world. And just like roots of a tree, it is the first part that needs to be planted into ground for a tree to flourish. Just as us humans, our root chakra needs to be balanced, otherwise we will become very unbalanced. We will either be expressing fears, anxiety, depression, fear, like we literally just have lots of fears, worries. The root chakra basically connects you to your security, you know, your safety and surety of this physical realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It basically attaches you to the physical right. experience of this physical realm, because there's seven levels of existence, and the first one has to do with the root chakra, which is the physical world. Correct. And you know, if it's overactive, you may have
anxiety.
You may have anxiety, distress, you know,
trust issues.
You might like to indulge into food a lot.
That's more solar, I would think.
Hmm?
That would be more solar, I feel.
Well, you're not really grounded in a sense.
Yeah, which makes you want
to
eat more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that has to do with safety, because you think there's a lack, you know what I'm saying? There's a lack of food. You know, you're not thinking from an abundance standpoint. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So that still has to do with, you know, safety. I'll say food has to do with feeling safe and secured. And this is why a lot of the stuff that's going on right now has to do with, you know, the mask. Everybody who's wearing a mask, I would say their root chakra is definitely unbalanced because they're not feeling safe. They're not feeling secured. And this is also the most one of the, this is the first chakra that is being formed when you are a baby. From the time you were born to the 12 month old, you are working on your root chakra. This is why this is why people tell you every 7 years you change, is because every one of those years you are going through a chakra to work on. So from 0 to 12 months, you are working on your root chakra. And then from 12 months to the second year, you're working on your solar plex, you're working on your sacral chakra. And then from two and on, you're working on your solar. On and on. This is why they call it the terrible twos, because that chakra has to do with developing your own personality. We'll go into deeper in that. But so that was the root chakra. And in order to work and balance a chakra, you have to do the complete opposite of what. So if you're root chakra is overactive in the sense of, you know, you love money, you're too attached to the material, world. Yeah, you have to detach yourself from it. You have to do the complete opposite in order to balance that and bring that up and bring it back into balance. And then you will feel more secure, more grounded. You will be less attached to this physical world in a sense. You will understand, and then you will tap into your second chakra, which is your solar plexus. The sacral chakra.
You keep on messing.
It's okay, man. You know, this is all off the top of the head. We're doing this all off the top of the head.
We do this live. We do not pre-record. We don't even. We say, all right, so this is the topic we're going to record about today, and then we just free live it.
Yeah. So
freestyling.
And so the next chakra would be the sacral chakra. Am I right, Dad?
Yes, son. I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much. I deserve it. The sacral chakra, this is primarily the color orange, right? Orange, yeah. Okay. The sacral chakra, this is located underneath your navel. This is your sacral chakra, your sexual chakra. This has to do with emotions, because this is attached to your emotional body. It has to do with pleasure and sensations. What are you feeling? And
experiences.
Yeah. And if you are not, this also goes back into the physical. So if you are detached from the physical realm, you cannot tap into your emotional body. If you're too attached into the physical realm, you cannot tap into the emotional body in order to process what's in the physical, and then go up to your third chakra, your mental chakra, which has to do your solar plexus now. And then you have to balance out that sacral chakra. So someone who desires a lot of, you know, sex, someone who doesn't feel
they truly just don't know themselves. They gotta spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah, you know,
and find themselves, reconnect.
Yeah, straight up. And
think of unbalanced like this. If you are a six on, you know, craving too much sex, you know, you need to be a negative six to balance that back out to zero. Balancing it is where you're right in the middle, the fine point, and you're not craving too much, and you're also not too disconnected, because disassociative is also a thing, and you don't want to be too disconnected. You want to be comfortable in your own skin, your own body, know your worth, know who you are. Don't settle. Don't ever, ever, ever settle, because you are craving some sensations. Some sacral activity.
Yeah, you know, some sacral. So when your sacral chakra is, you know, imbalanced, like, you're gonna be passionate about things. You're gonna be a friendly person. Some people are going to like you. You're gonna attract people, and vice versa, you may not like people. You may not like coming in contact with people, and you have no sexual desires in that instance, and you become. And that also has to do with creativity as well.
What is it, your crown or third?
What?
creativity and like creativity imagination.
Has to do with your sacral chakra, because you know kids are becoming,
I see what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it has to do with being creative. That's a lower aspect. That's a lower aspect.
See, I am, and then I will. Mm-hmm. Type of thing.
Like, exactly. I will do this. Exactly.
Your drive. And
then, yeah, exactly. And then, no, so.
I feel it's I feel.
And I feel.
I, yeah, yeah, I am.
Is, I am is the ground.
And
you know,
I
and
do.
The next one, I feel.
I am, I feel, and then I will, which is willpower, solar plexus. That would make more sense.
Yes, exactly. All right. Next chakra, Chris.
Next chakra is your solar plexus, mm-hmm. controlled by the yellow, the color yellow, also known for your gut. Your gut instincts, you know how your entire life people have told you, trust your gut. That is your guttural instinct, your gut intuition. Depending on your diet and how you are eating, if you are eating healthy, your gut intuition will be very in line and balanced. Mm-hmm. You will know when someone is lying to you, when they're not. You'll know when you're safe and when you're not, because it's the intuition of your lower three chakras.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that, because I remember when I was doing Kundalini meditation, Kundalini breath work, when my solar plexus came into alignment, one point in time, this was after my heart chakra had exploded wide open. And at one point in time, when I was in Key West, I was driving a taxi and I came across this street where this Key West is very busy. It's a very tourist town and people go there for a lot of stuff. And so I'm driving the taxi and there's these three guys that, you know, that flag me down. And before they come into the car, I get a bad feeling. Like literally I have this sensation in my solar plexus. And I'm like, and this, it hit me really hard. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this feeling? And then as soon as these guys come into my car, into the taxi, they're like, and it was a black guy and two white guys. It was like, the black guy was like, oh, what's up, my N-word? And I was like, I don't even know you, man. And you calling me this stuff? And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, man, you got, can you take me up to this? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to put it on the meter. And he was like, nah, man, I already know it's $20. So I'm going to just hit you up $20. And I was like, no, I said, the rules are, if you have four more people, then we do it prorated. But if it's three or less, then it's on the meter, because on the meter it's going to cost a little bit more than just, you know, being prorated. So he was like, nah, man. He's like, nah, I started cursing and all that stuff. And I was like, all right, guys, you know, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe. So you guys are going to have to get out of my taxi. And then,
confrontation.
And then, yeah. And then so they got out of my taxi and that feeling in my stomach subsided, because
that
negative energy was coming on towards me. And then, you know, I got myself out of that situation and I was like, that's amazing. That's like one of my first experiences, having my solar my solar plexus talking to me. So, and then another thing I want to touch on, guys, when you know that little story or that feeling that you get, that story that you're told, that feeling that you get when you feel the butterflies, knowing that that person is correct for you. This is misinformation.
Backwards thinking.
This is misinformation, and you have to know why. Because like I said, these beings they don't really care about you. So that butterfly effect that you're getting in your solar plexus, your gut, that gut feeling that you get, this is your stomach telling you that this energy is not for you. So when you meet a guy or you meet a girl and you get that butterfly effect, that sense, that funny feeling in your gut, that's your energy telling you this person is not for you, stay away. And usually people who get with those type of people, they have a really bad relationship. And by the time for them to leave, they've already been too attached to that person through trauma bonding, and now they want to stay with that person. So next time you get a bad feeling, a gut feeling, the butterfly feeling that they tell you, stay away from that person.
Listen to it.
Yeah. Trust your gut. This is also a muscle as well. So just like working out, if you keep working out that muscle, you're going to get stronger. But if
stronger intuition.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get stronger intuition, stronger gut feeling. And if you don't listen to it, then it's just going to get weaker and weaker and weaker to the point that it becomes non-existent to you. This is what's happened because we haven't been in touch, in tune with that, with those type of chakras, those type of feelings anymore. So we just forget how to use them.
And that's when you become imbalanced and you don't know what's right or what's wrong. So you're kind of just winging it and then you regret it later.
Mm-hmm.
When you become in tune with your intuitive side, life flows perfectly. I'm not going to lie. Everything is just such a blissful, wonderful, grateful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing, solar plexus is your willpower. Yeah. Basically, if your solar plexus is imbalanced, you will feel obviously not only just ungrounded, but not sure of what you want, kind of like with the gut intuition. You don't know what is right and what is wrong. You don't know what your purpose is or what you're meant to be doing, which is going to affect your digestive system. It's going to affect your eating habits, your health overall. Lots of anxiety can form in here. But yeah, that's about it. And mm-hmm. we'll get on to the next chakra. What's the next chakra from solar?
It is the heart chakra. Heart chakra. What?
I make my own songs, right? Don't leave me alone.
Yeah, please. Man. Uh-huh. I see that. Okay. So the heart chakra, it is an amazing chakra because this is the bridge from your lower self to your higher self.
One quick thing we haven't been speaking of, but your chakras have masculine and feminine energies.
Mm-hmm.
The root is a masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
The sacral is a feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
The solar is a masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what the heart is?
Masculine.
Oh, you're wrong.
Just kidding.
It's a feminine.
It is a feminine energy.
And before you go into the heart chakra, one thing about feminine energies, it's nurturing. It heals you. It is a loving energy. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about it, sat back and thought, but masculine is more about power and control, and females, or the female energy, is more about nurturing, healing, and teaching. That's why when you go into nature, which is nurture, you know, you feel at home, you feel protected, safe, you heal, you know? This all has to do with the feminine energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the heart chakra, which is an amazing chakra, correlates with the color green. This is why when you look at nature, it's nature green. Is all green. You know, it's all loving. It's all loving and vibrant. And the heart chakra, like I said, it has to do with your higher chakras, the bridge to your higher selves.
Correct.
Because through love, you open up your higher chakras. What's it called? The Sanskrit name is Anahata.
Yes, Anahata,
which means about the love. You know what I'm saying?
Should we say the names? I know roots is Muladhara. Muladhara.
Honestly, I don't even remember the Sanskrit names, but I know about the heart chakra, the Anahata, which
I
is
know
very
third
important.
Eye is Ajna or Ajna, which is Ana, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then your crown is Sarahastada.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four that I know.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what's it called? The heart chakra is like the
Vishuddha is one of them. Sorry, go ahead.
It is the basically your spiritual awakening, your spiritual awareness. You know,
correct.
It opens you up to the love, to unity, and this is what we are ascending to at the moment. This is why a lot of stuff are coming out. You know. The dark must come to the light. You know, the masculine energy must be purged in order for the feminine energy to embody us and the earth. So we are entering the fourth level of existence, which has to do with the heart chakra. And the heart chakra is all about love and compassion and forgiveness and awareness. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And when the heart chakra is overbalance, you can experience things as codependency,
greed as well.
Greed, yeah. You know, not love when you love someone too. You can love someone too much and not let that person be. You know, that's the same thing as codependency. And if it's underactive, you can experience like grief or less, anger,
not enough emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, closed off. Yeah, jealousy and all that
jealousy,
stuff.
That's what's meaning.
Yeah. And it can you can you just it's hard for you to look past someone's mistakes, and it's hard for you to forgive them. You know, this is a closed off heart chakra. And like I said, if you want to balance those things, balance the heart chakra, you have to do the complete opposite of what it is. And it is what it is for you to what it is for, you know, how you got there in the first place. So if you're too loving and overwhelming, you have to tone it down a bit. Tone
it down a bit. Y'all.
Yeah. It says still is actually.
Yeah, I'm working on it. All right. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Grief. You know, that's too much attachment normally.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn to just allow the universe to flow, realize that everything happens in divine reasoning, divine timing.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone went on to the astral realm, just know they're still there.
Yes,
just
straight
not
up.
Their physical. Their soul and spirit will always live on.
And yeah, I wanted to touch up on this as well. Like, the heart chakra is probably one of the hardest chakras to balance because the reason why is, you have to love yourself.
Yeah.
You have to love yourself, which is the society has been put in order to not to love yourself, because, you know, they for women, they put makeup out there, you know, they put makeup out there to cover your beautiful features. You know what I'm saying? You're the one that chose this body in the first place. Why are you going to, I'm not speaking bad upon it. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you trying to change your face, your physical appearance, you know, putting all these things all over your face and your body and then attached to that. And that doesn't even make you feel better. The women with the lowest self-esteem are the ones who get that makeup. Type of work. Yeah. Are the ones who do that type of work and put, you know, those makeup on. You really have to work on yourself and love yourself. And one of the most powerful ways to do this is affirmations, which I found myself.
Yeah.
I looked at myself in the, you want to know something that's very hard? Looking yourself in the mirror and telling yourself that you love yourself.
Yeah.
That is one of the hardest things that I've ever came to do.
Spreading positivity onto yourself. It's very easy to project positivity onto others, but it is very, very difficult to stare at yourself in the mirror and love yourself, because we've been so conditioned all of these years. If you can, you're gifted, you know? It is something that we all signed up for as a challenge in our spiritual evolution. Something big, though, with loving yourself, your heart, like Juice was saying, it is the bridge from your lower to higher chakras. It is also your zero point energy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So your body and everything in this universe is a toroidal field. I don't really know how to give a visual representation other than think of an apple, right?
That's exactly what a toroidal field
is. That's what it is.
It's an apple. It's a shape of an apple, and then at the center there's openings.
It sucks in, right?
This is what the earth is about.
The vortex.
You have a north pole interest and a south pole interest. Yeah. And that's what a toroidal field. Matter of fact, everything in creation is a toroidal.
That's what
it's
saying.
A toroidal field, yeah. Exactly.
But so if you cannot love yourself, how do you expect to create energy within your toroidal field or energy towards others? You cannot project that positivity truly onto others until you are loving yourself. This is something that I went through at one point, you know. I went through a lot of self-image issues, voicing, you know. This is something that I recently picked up on in the past month or so. The fact that I am doing a podcast right now is just amazing feats, truly. I don't mean to pump my own steam, but It's all about what you really desire in life, you know. If you want to love yourself, then love yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want to help others, then help yourself first. If you want to heal others, heal yourself first. Whatever it is, it starts within.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can work outer.
Straight up. Okay. Now the next chakra, which
ding,
is
ding, 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 ding.
Chris's favorite chakra that I like to explain to him.
Yeah.
Is what? Packs.
The throat chakra.
Mm-hmm. The throat chakra.
I'm sure you guys have noticed. I interrupt Juice a little bit on the podcast.
A little bit.
A little bit. All right. We're not going to talk about it like that. But it all has to do with your throat chakra. An overactive throat chakra means that you're always trying to talk over people or interrupt people or get your word out over theirs. And an important message is that for you to speak, you must listen. Mm-hmm. For you to learn, you must be taught. Mm-hmm. You know, for you to teach, you must learn. You know, that as above, so below, this duality within everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, your throat chakra is about inner confidence, communication, expression. A lot of people who, you ever realize like when you don't speak your emotions truth. Or your truth to someone, you get a clogged or like clump yeah. in your throat. Mm-hmm. That is because you are holding energy within your throat.
Yeah.
Instead of expressing your emotions, which is energy and emotion. You see, energy and motion, emotion.
That and are you done? Because I have a little story to speak about.
One sec. So yeah, if you do not express yourself, it blocks up your chakra, your throat chakra, which can lead to lymphatic disorders, strep throats, sinus issues. I mean, there's a list long of throat chakra yeah. imbalance effects.
Thyroid. Headaches. Shoulder, stiff neck. You know what yeah. I'm saying? All that. You know, because it all correlates, man. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? I tell my clients all the time, all your physical ailments starts from the spiritual.
Which is spiritual
because yeah. it has to come from the higher levels to manifest into the physical. Mm-hmm. You know, everything starts as spiritual first, then manifests into physical. So if you have a physical ailment, you have to deal with the emotional, spiritual side of it. Once you deal with the emotional, spiritual side of it, that physical ailment will disappear and you will no longer have those physical ailments anymore. And a little short story about me and my throat chakra. So my dad has a very overactive throat chakra when he was young. Cause you know, preaching religion, you know what I'm saying? You definitely have to have an overactive throat chakra.
You got
to
talk over everyone.
Yeah. You definitely got to talk over everyone. And when I was younger, I experienced the closure of my heart chakra, of my throat chakra, because when my dad was talking, he would speak over you. He would speak over me. And then that basically made, I felt that feeling that you were talking about, that closing up, that clump in my throat, because I was being talked at instead of being talked to and being asked questions. And what this developed within my, it developed like a stuttering issue. And then it made me quiet. Whenever I got around people, I didn't know what to say because I couldn't express myself, because whenever I tried to express myself, I was being talked to like a dog. And it was very hard for me to get my words across. So I've done a lot of work with my throat chakra, you know, speaking things into existence, saying, you know, I speak, you know, I can speak clearly and people will, you know, hear what I have to say through my throat chakra. So the throat chakra is an amazing chakra, and Chris is currently working on this because he definitely has an overactive throat chakra. As you can tell,
I like from the to show. Interrupt as a lot. I just did,
mm-hmm.
as I always do.
Exactly.
But I'm working on it. Also, I swear a lot, which I'm also working on, so that, you know, we can make this a educational platform podcast for all audiences.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, growth comes with lots of constant application,
mm-hmm.
constant conscious application.
Exactly. Exactly. So we are proud of you. You're doing great, by the way. I don't think you have cursed once in the show. Little golf clap. Yes.
It's been 34 minutes and I have not sworn.
That's amazing, man.
I do not normally last this long.
No. So the next chakra I like to speak on is the third eye chakra.
Ajna.
Oh my God. And so the next chakra on in line would be the third eye chakra. And this chakra is located in between your brows. This is the intuition chakra. This has to do with the element air. No, I apologize. This has to do with, no, that has to do with the element of your light. It's light element. It's light yeah. element, your soul.
Ether.
Yeah, no. Ether is throat.
Really?
Yeah. Ether's throat. So it comes from the root is earth.
Yeah.
And then you have your sacral, which is
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then solar is fire. Because
that's emotions. Yeah. And then solar is fire. Yeah, and you have heart. Your heart is air.
It's air. Okay.
And then throat, ether, vibrations, or, you know, ether, vibration, sound. And third eye would be your soul, light. And then crown seven of is divine. Yeah.
Divine.
Yeah. God. Yeah, consciousness.
Consciousness. Yeah.
And so the third eye is your intuition. This is the chakra that the government attacks the most, if you don't know, through foods, through chemicals, deadly chemicals in the foods, fluoride in the water. And those things specifically attack your endocrine system. And then the head of the endocrine system is a pineal gland, your third eye. So this is why a lot of people have trouble with discernment. They don't know who to believe and what to believe. And if you block their third eye chakra, their intuition, their sixth sense, and then all you have to do is you tell them a little bit of truth with a lot of lies, and they have no idea who and what to believe.
That's called double speak, just to let you guys know.
Yeah. What do you mean by double speak? And elaborate on that.
So double speak is when you are speaking false narratives, false information under the disguise and wording of truth. In the book 1984, you know, they were really big on double speak, like 2 + 2 = 5. You know, the government is here to help you, to teach you. Fluoride is great for your water. Mm. Fluoride is great for your teeth. It cleanses it. It's all double speak. You guys can look this up. Operation Northwoods. Dun dun dun.
Operation Northwoods. Is that what it was about? Operation Northwoods?
I would say double speak, but
double speak.
Yeah. Northwoods is more about just false narratives and testing patients, testing humans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're back into the chakras. So the third eye, like I said, if your third eye is blocked, then you will have a hard time with discernment and being able to find out what is true or not. And with the other chakras blocked, then your third eye chakra will be blocked as well, because this chakra is actually connected to everything else, to all the other chakras. So
just real quick, I'm pretty sure we mentioned earlier, but all of your chakras added together is 144,000. So what you do is you add up the amount of lotus flowers from your root, sacral, solar, heart, and third and throat, and then you multiply it by 2, because it is said that your third eye chakra is twice as strong as the lower 5 chakras. So you take 48 times 2 is 96. Just thought I'd let you guys know about that.
Oh, that is Pax dropping some math on the chakras for you guys. So to continue with the third eye chakra, it is connected with headaches, depression, some anxiety as well. He said you can feel disconnected. You can definitely have trouble just getting, this is also connected, cognitive dissonance. If your third eye is closed off, then most likely you're going to suffer from cognitive dissonance. And
what is cognitive dissonance, Juice?
Oh man, beautiful. Cognitive dissonance is the lack of being able to take in new information. So you've just been programmed for so long, and your beliefs, and you have these beliefs that just are set in glue. And when people tell you new information, your mind literally and physically fights with itself to keep you from entertaining that information, to keep you from from entertaining that information. And it's just hard. Like, my father is definitely, whenever I tell him information, he gives me that fluoride stare. You know what I'm saying?
Good old fluoride blank stare.
Good old fluoride stare. And it's just hard for him to take new information in, because he's always known this information his whole life, and he doesn't think anything changes. He thinks everything stays the same. And I remember my dad once told me, he was like, I will always be smarter than you, Janal. in that
That's
that
ego and pride.
Yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, no problem, man. Keep doing your thing. You know, I stared at him with the fluoride stare again when he said that.
Just to let you guys know, the fluoride stare is that whenever you are speaking your truth to someone, especially someone that doesn't know the truth that you were speaking about, and you get that blank stare, you know, their eyes are just wide open and they're looking at you blank, like their mind just does not know what to function or create out of it. That is the fluoride stare. And it is called the fluoride stare because you have fluoride in your third eye, which is disrupting your intuition of truth. Just thought I'd, you know, add on a little tip for y'all.
Mm-hmm. And just last on this third eye chakra, this is the chakra that also it correlates with your imagination as well.
Astral projection.
Mm-hmm. Astral projection, clairvoyant. I'm really clairvoyant in a sense where I can see what's going on
in someone's life.
Yeah, like it's... Because I've been working on my third eye chakra for a long time. I don't know why, but I've always been so interested in working on my third eye chakra. I've done so many things that has to do with opening my third eye chakra. And because of that, I can see things, a lot of things that people cannot see.
Yeah.
And
I see spirits everywhere, especially their energies.
Yeah, well, I'm a spirit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
I'm a spirit inhabiting
body. Non-living, non-physical living spirits.
Well, so are you. So are you.
Thank you.
So yeah. So this is also the chakra that also has to do with astral projection, just like you just spoke upon. And this is where your astral body, your soul, takes the seat. You know, it's called the seat of the soul. Your third eye is called the seat of the soul. And your astral body sits in there. And when you successfully astral project, you have this silver cord. Yeah, the silver cord. Which is the spiritual umbilical cord. That is tied to your physical body, and then your astral body is able to travel throughout the whole astral world to see what else is really out there. We will do a topic. We will do a podcast on astral projection and sleep paralysis and all that, and dreams and all that beautiful stuff. So stay tuned on that.
We already have that written down, so don't worry.
Yes. All right. Pax, next chakra.
We're on to the last seventh chakra of the human body.
Yes, sir.
Just to fill you guys in, indigo is the color of third eye. Blue is the color of throat chakra. And then for crown chakra, it is the color purple. So like we said, all seven colors of the rainbow.
Yeah.
To get into more information, the crown chakra is connected to the divine consciousness, source information. That's why when people say I've received a download, it is because it has come straight through their crown.
Mm-hmm.
The crown chakra has to do with insomnia, depression, anxiety, an imbalance of who you are, your innate capabilities, a lot of mental disorders, you know. It comes from your mind, mm-hmm. which is where your crown truly is. It controls your mind. Your crown is at the top of your head.
Yeah.
I mean, put your hand on top of your head. That is your crown. That is why babies, when they are first born, the first, 6 to 12 months, everyone is like, oh, be careful of the baby's head.
The little soft spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is the crown chakra.
And people are unknowingly saying, be careful of their crown chakra, mm-hmm. because you can easily affect a baby and their source, their information, their connection to this body, this life, this everything. Mm-hmm. They are very, very open and susceptible to damage and disinformation just through their crown chakra at a younger age.
And this is I want to touch on that. This is what babies, children already know what to do, but it is the programming and the conditioning from adults in their society that basically, you know, that forces their projections on them
to change. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Children are innately loved. They're loving. They're caring.
They're pure.
They're emotional. They're pure. They are the closest thing to the source, the closest thing to God. So what do these evil beings do? They attack the children.
Yeah, because the children are the future.
They are the future. So they make sure they grab the children first. And then all is lost in that sense.
That's not good.
No, I apologize. And this is also the main reason why, if you didn't know, this is why they they recommend you bring your kids to school young so they can manipulate them at a young age.
You know, I started preschool when I was 3 years old. I did 3 years of preschool. I was the smartest mother ever in that class. I learned to do my A to B, ABCs backwards at the age of three, and I could speed do it because obviously my brain was a sponge.
Yeah, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's why it's like all these kids shows, you know, if you just sat and watched them, you would see so many subliminal messages.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of dark, nasty programming in it, you know, under the terms of, oh, it's nice, it's positive, but a lot of it is dark, pedophilic stuff, you know. It's just, it's not recommended to feed your kids that, you know.
No.
What your kids see, what they fill their brains with is what they become, so... If you want the best for your children, teach your children. Another thing is crying. Babies cry for a specific reason, always. And it's always a different situation.
Yeah. You know, you got to make, you got to change the environment in that instance. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because whenever children are crying, as long as you turn the TV on, they silent. You know what I'm saying? The electromagnetic frequency of the TV pulls their attention in.
Patented U.S. patents on television, which is mind control. Tell lie to your vision.
Tell lie vision. Pax hitting with the truth. We need a soundboard. So every time we drop some bombs, like, you know what I'm saying? You drop some bombs. Drop some knowledge. Straight up, man. Don't do that again. Just kidding.
R.I.P. to the mics. The headphone users.
Oh man. So this is, we have a second part to chakras as well, because there's more chakras that
outside of the body.
Yeah, that are outside of the body that are very prevalent as well, because as we are ascending, we will be getting in touch with these chakras.
Sorry.
And if you don't know what ascending is, Pax, what is ascending?
It is raising your vibration. It is coming from third density to fourth density.
Yes, sir. And what is the fourth density?
The heart chakra.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Passion. Unity.
Yes. Conscious. Yes. We will be experiencing the heart chakra. Who knows when, but we are definitely overdue, I would say. So a lot of this stuff that's going on right now is just to prevent us from being unity, you know, to prevent us from being unity and loving each other and just keep us inside away from each other, because they know, even this when COVID first came out,
it was all about fear.
Yeah, it was all about fear. And what is, you know, fear is the opposite of love.
Yeah,
you know, it's the opposite of love. So it's like, so, and the other fact of the matter is, these beings, they know if you're around people, and if a person is a healthy being, a healthy individual, just being around their aura will affect your aura and in turn heal you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It's
like,
beautiful.
Like our bodies,
our auras interact with each other.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even have to touch somebody. You don't even have to touch somebody or speak to somebody, because your aura is so big. When you come across with anybody else, your aura automatically touches that person's other aura and heals that other person.
That's why, kind of like Juice said earlier with the taxi story, when you are around uncomfortable or untrustworthy or dark beings, you become uncomfortable. You don't have to say words with them. You don't have to be touching them. You just feel their aura. You know, we all carry a different vibration. But something big that I wanted to touch up on with the coronavirus, they wanted 6 feet social distancing. They don't want you working out. They want you to stay inside so you don't get vitamin D, which is healthy and essential for your immune system. Vitamin D is essential, just like vitamin C, you know, like scurvy. Like we need sunlight to survive.
Yes.
And do not use sunblock, because one, it is full of chemicals, and two, it's technically really just a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Like think of when you oil your body or put water on it. What does it do? It magnifies the sunlight. So now you're filling your body with all of these toxins and chemicals, and you're magnifying the sun. So of course you're going to burn. Notice you use sunblock and then you burn more than if you didn't use sunblock. It's like backwards thinking once again.
The sun burns you through radiation. We talk about that. And when you eat proper foods that are alive, that get their information from the sun, like fruits and vegetables.
They grow from the sun. So what do they got? Sunlight energy.
Yeah, they're taking in that information. And then when you put that food in your body, it alters and changes your chemical balances, your DNA. And now the sun, when that sun is hitting you, that little fruit, the fruit that's in there already telling you, hey, don't burn this person. That person ate me. You don't need to burn it. You can give them a beautiful, nice tan, you know? Exactly. Give them that melanin, that neuromelanin that awakens your pineal gland, that floods your brain with that gray matter, which causes you to activate your psychic abilities.
Should we talk about DNA activation on a podcast?
I think that would be a great topic for another show. That would be amazing, you know? If you guys didn't know, scientists say you have 98% junk DNA.
It's dormant. It's not junk.
That is completely inaccurate. It is definitely just dormant. You cannot have a blueprint to yourself, to your being, that is completely junk. How is that possible?
We're perfect beings.
That means the creator didn't know what it was doing.
Yeah. He's like, we're only going to make 2% useful. Yeah. The rest, I don't know what the heck this is. This is just filler DNA. Straight up. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Make it make sense, please.
Straight up. But that's all through programming and conditioning as well. If you believe this, then this will be the thing. This will be.
You create your reality.
Yeah. Sorry. So no, you're good. What else did you want to touch upon?
With chakras? Or?
I don't know. Well, also, before we forgot to say
balancing. This
other thing. Yeah, balance it out. Meditation is a foundation in order to
activate
and have your chakras work for you. That is the fundamental. That is you laying the groundwork in order to activate the chakras and have them work in your favor. And there's different kinds of meditation you can do, and mudras and breath work that you can do and yoga poses as well.
Yoga as well,
As well as diet. There's different kind of foods that you can eat in order to activate certain type of chakras, like the root chakra. You can eat beets, parsnips, red apples, pomegranate, things that have red color that associates with the red root chakra. And you have the sacral chakra. Things you can eat is pumpkin seeds, nuts, oranges, carrots, you know, that will, with the color orange, that will activate the sacral chakra, solar plexus chakra, things like yellow peppers, bananas, squash, oats. I don't know. Yeah. And that will help activate and balance out the solar plexus chakra. And you have the green chakra.
Spinach.
Yeah. Spinach, broccoli, any leafy greens, chard. Those things will help activate and balance out the green chakra.
One quick thing. Yeah. Our LED lights are green right now, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But anyways, I wanted to go into something real quick. If you look at most fruits and you cut them in half, or you just look at them, they correlate to some type of diagram within our body or
body
an organ.
Yeah.
You know, like kale represents our lungs. Mm-hmm. Trees represent our lungs, you know. What's another one? I can't think off the top of my head.
What's it called? Is it?
I know onions is one, I'm pretty sure. But there's something that represents the eye.
Carrots. Carrots represent the eye. When you cut the carrots open, it looks like it has a pupil in it, the cornea.
Yeah.
You have walnuts represent your brain.
Yeah.
You know?
You have pine cone, pineal gland.
Yeah. This is why the Buddha, it has a huge hat on his head. It's a pine cone. It's a pine cone that's on his head, representing that the Buddha is woke.
Yeah. And then apples, toroides.
It's toroidal field. Yeah. So everything, there's a correlation, everything is connected. There's a correlation with everything. We are an intelligent design. We're not here by mistake. We are just experiencing this beautiful life, and we wanted to come here on Earth to correct this mistake that has been put in this system. So furthermore, the next chakra would be the blue chakra, your throat chakra, and foods for that would be like blueberries, blue raspberries, kelp, right? Kelp. Figs would be a great thing.
Figs are a good one,
to help activate, you know, your throat chakra. And then the next chakra would be your third eye. And then you would need blackberries, plums, purple grapes. And make sure these things are organic and they have seeds in them as well.
If it says organic seedless, toss that stuff out before you even buy it.
I don't understand how
Just find a trash barrel in the store.
Yeah, I don't understand how something could be organic but seedless.
It's like, I'm trying to think of an analogy right now, but I can't. But it's so depressing.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. But you know what? We'll let you guys figure that out for you. We'll let you guys use your own intuition for once. Mm-hmm. And then the next chakra, which is my favorite chakra, which is the chakra that it is my most powerful chakra. And my mof. That's the new word, my mof. And that is the seventh chakra. And to activate and balance that, all you need is nature.
Lovely nature. Preferably if you have the sun too shining down on you, it helps tremendously.
Fresh air, sunlight, nature, just be out in nature. And this will automatically balance out that seventh chakra and bring you into harmony. It is beautiful when you can spend time alone and just take in those amazing downloads that you don't even feel them coming in. You just know
just taps something. Right in.
Yeah, you just know something has changed within yourself.
Your vibration.
Yeah, not just your vibration, but something like internal. Well, it has to do with your vibration as well, but just like internally, you feel something has changed inside of you.
Right, yeah.
And you can't put a finger on it. Like, and when your people DNA see you.
Recrystallizing.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's what yes, yeah, exactly. Restructuring yourself. And when people see you, they'll be like, this happened to me.
You're glowing.
Yeah, they're like, man, what did you do? You have changed.
Sun.
I'm like,
breath.
I'm ascending. Dun, dun, dun. Are you?
Are you?
Just being out of nature, because we are nature. We are no nature. We are no different to plants.
I think I'm a real quick, just like Juice was talking about us being nature and natural beings. I sleep on the floor. I have a purple mattress. Do not recommend buying one because it has synthetic chemicals in it. Juice told me about that. Thank you very much.
Straight up.
But either way, it's not because of that. I sleep on the floor because think about us being natural beings. What did we do before we had floors or beds? We slept on the ground. And when your body sleeps on a bed, it is naturally in a fight or flight defensive mechanism because it is a foreign object. Mm-hmm. So your body is half awake because it's in that defensive mechanism while your other half falls asleep. Mm-hmm. That's why when most of the time you wake up, you're still tired. You don't want to get out of bed. You know, you don't have energy.
Straight up. And you wake up throughout the night.
Right. Ever since I've been sleeping on the floor for probably 3 weeks now, I have 10 times more vivid dreams than I have before. I sleep in a crystal grid, which energizes my aura. Like, it is the size of my aura. My hands are heating up just talking about this. It's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So more vivid dreams. I don't wake up throughout the night. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning and I literally jump out of bed like someone that was in the army that has to wake up at 4 a.m.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yep. Got my bed made right away. Breath work. Start the day.
Yeah. That is awesome. And pro tip, if any of you guys are looking into astral projection, that is the best way to astral project by sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
This definitely causes you to knock your body out, and you're able to leave your body. So yes, this has been a beautiful, beautiful segment of the podcast. Do you have anything else to add to it, Pax?
I think we should leave everything for part two. But to end this podcast, I believe we should end it with some BREATHWORK breathwork.
Oh, man. Spelling bee champion over here.
Thank you. Where's my sticker? I need my golden sticker.
Yeah, you're going to actually have your dad for that, not me. Yeah. Oh, snap. All right. So you want to do it? You want me to do it?
I'll let you. Yeah, I think I should start it off and you end it off.
Okay, let's get it.
That keeps it fair.
Guys, we appreciate you guys tuning in. So let's continue this great work. Let's end this with some breath work, if you don't mind. Close your eyes for us. And just Take a nice deep breath in. Deep breath out. Just imagine all this knowledge that we just came out and presented onto you, just being downloaded into your whole body, starting from your crown chakra down to your third eye chakra so you can see it, down to your throat chakra. Take a nice deep breath in here at your throat chakra. Imagine the color blue coming in, because that is a color associated with the throat chakra. Hold it. Breathe in, breathe out some nice blue color. Now that information is going down the next chakra to your heart chakra, green chakra. Hold it. Breathe in green color. Hold it. Imagine that this information is resonating in your heart chakra, taking it in. If this resonates with you, that means this information was for you and you believe this information to be true. Take a nice deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. The information is still in your heart and it's working its way down, down to the yellow chakra, your solar plexus chakra. Taking that information in, transfer it down. Deep breath out. Breathe in that powerful yellow sun chakra and solar. Let's get it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Deep breath out. The information is transferring down to your sacral chakra, the orange chakra. Take a nice deep breath, color orange in. Hold it. Nice deep breath out. As this information transferred down to your sacral chakra, now move on down to your root chakra. Take a nice deep breath in, imagining the color red. Hold it. Hold it. Deep breath out. Another deep breath in. Deep breath out. That beautiful information just went through your whole being. All and it has chakras. Been inhabited your whole seven chakras. You had completed the seven colors of the rainbow, the seven levels of existence. All that information exists within all of you now.
Now we'll stay.
Anything else to add, Pax?
I think that's all. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
We appreciate
stay grounded, stay grateful, and remember that everything happens for a reason. Good or bad.
We appreciate you guys tuning in. This has just been Conscious Talks. Peace in.
From your host, Pax and Juice. Much love and peace in.